Paul McDougall of Sydney has been an avid cyclist since his early 20s. One of his favorite routes is the South Bar New Waterford Highway. It runs alongside Sydney Harbour, where large passenger cargo vessels, known locally as the Newfoundland Ferries, are seen sailing on a daily basis. The 67-year-old tells CKOA Radio during one of his many outings, he felt a competitive edge.
Might have been 4 years ago or something. You know, I just thought, I was there right when the ferry was crossing the plain of Fort Petrie. And I thought, oh, I'm going to race it and see who wins, right? And the ferry killed me that day. Just, I didn't beat the ferry. And then, you know, a few days later, I'm back there. And around the same time, I thought, I'm going to do this again. And then I just, and then over the years, it became a thing. I'd head out to time myself to reach Fort Petrie when the ferry came in, or, you know, just before. And then, you know, man would versus ferry, would race the ferry. And sometimes I'd win, sometimes I wouldn't win, and weather, different weather conditions. And then I got it into my head, this would make a neat short film.
McDougall mentions Fort Petrie as his starting point for the race. He would sit idle on his bicycle until the ferry was roughly at the same position in the harbor, then ride alongside it to another landmark 5.5 kilometers away, a large yellow house that he considered as the finish line. McDougall says although he considered making a film about the race, it just remained to be an idea until the COVID-19 pandemic happened.
During lockdown, the COVID lockdown, there's these internet classes you can take, call them masterclass, and they can be with a writer or a chef or a filmmaker. All kinds of different people do it. So I did it a couple of the filmmaking ones of people I really admired, and one of them was David Lynch, who just passed away. And one of his comments in that kind of stuck with me was, if you want to do something, and he's kind of talking to younger filmmaker types, but it applied to anybody. He's just, why don't you just do it? And I felt like when I was doing that, like, I think he's telling me that I should go out and just stop waffling or procrastinating. Just find a film team that will do this and I'll just do it.
McDougall approached a media production company, Nova Stream, in Sydney, and hired them to film his race for a short film called Man vs. Ferry. They met one morning in August 2023. Nova Stream gathered footage for roughly 1 hour for the film. It shows several angles of McDougall riding on the South Bar and Waterford Highway, parallel with Sydney Harbour, keeping pace with the MV Leif Erikson ferry. It's 160 meters long, carrying 500 passengers and 300 vehicles, traveling at 14 knots or 26 kilometers an hour.
I tell you, I had camera on the bike, camera on my helmet, two or three people with cameras along the highway, someone following me in the van with a, you know, handheld camera, someone else operating a drone. So when you see Man versus Ferry and you see the production quality of it and the beautiful overhead shots and the shots along the harbor, you know, really, that's because of the great camera work and the footage that we had.
About 6 months later, the production company told McDougall Man versus Ferry was ready. He was pleased with the final product coming in at just under the 5 minute mark. So he decided to enter it into small film festivals all over the world.
And I thought, you know, why not give it a shot? I'll enter it in some. And that's what I started to do. So this would be about this time last year. There's a way to do that, an internet way, through a organization called the Film Freeway, like, again, Highway Freeway, which is a great place for me to do a film about a guy on the highway racing a ferry boat. So I looked through their site and I looked for, you know, short films. And then I looked for, you know, films with a link to maybe exercise or recreation or the environment or comedy, stuff like that, maybe even cycling. And then I would enter ones that had low or no admission fees. And there are many like that. And a lot of them, their goal really, and they're worldwide, there's all kinds of them, is really just to promote films amongst the community of like-minded people doing similar kind of films and work like that.
McDougall says he's overall pleased with his project, and he says he may follow up with a sequel. He says it's only an idea at this point, but a possible name would be Man vs. Train. And by the way, if you're wondering who won the race in Man vs. Ferry, it was neck and neck for a while, but in the end, McDougall crossed the finish line first. You can find the film on YouTube if you search the title name. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, CKOA Radio.